Not only is she a pro, but she's also an all-star, and she's here in studio today.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Welcome on back to The Point, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. And I am so excited because we have got Allison Holker right here in studio today. And we had a whole show going on before the show.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here with you. You know I've adored you for so long, and I watched the show. I'm such a big fan. So I'm excited to be here. And let's talk some shot, man. Let's talk some dance.
Let's talk some dance. I know. I always like to tell everyone, when people are like, what's the show? You know, everyone always wants to know, and publicists always want to know. I'm like, this is their dance story. So yeah. We just kind of like go all over the place. But I always like to start at the beginning because people always want to know, like, what was the training? Where are you from? All of that. I mean, we know you're from Utah, but you started training at a later age than most girls do.
Yeah. You know, before I became a dancer, I actually played soccer and I was a wrestler.
What?
Yep. Oh yeah. I wrestled. I was a big tomboy growing up. I looked up to my two oldest brothers, and I just wanted to be like them and be strong and be mighty. So I always wore their clothes to school. Like, I was such a tomboy. And then my older sister was a dancer. And I thought that was cool. I was like, all right, you do your thing, you dance, whatever. But I actually got to go see her live before she went on a tour in Europe. And she was in Mia Michaels Raw. Mia Michaels' first original company my sister was a part of.
So you have known Mia Michaels. Like, she's been in your family's life for
since I was 11 years old. God. Yeah. And so I went and watched this performance. And it was the first time in my life. I mean, I was also only 11 years old. But it was my first time experiencing seeing women strong, aggressive, mighty, just as powerful as the men on the stage. And it was that moment I looked at my mom and I said, I'm going to be a dancer. But not only did I want to be a dancer, I was like, I want to be a dancer that changes people's lives. Like, my sister had mine at that moment. So ever since then, I was 11 years old, I decided to dance, and I jumped in 100%. I trained at a dance studio called The Dance Club in Orem, Utah, and I did everything. I did ballet, I did tap, contemporary, jazz, hip-hop.
My
hip hop has gotten a little bit stronger over the years, you know. But I also did ballroom growing up too at Center Stage. So I had a lot of training, and Utah's a great place to train. You know, we bang out them dancers a lot, you know. And I think it's because when you're surrounded by other great dancing, it only forces you to kind of jump into that circle of great dancing because you see it. You know what you can get to, and you have a goal in mind. And the dance teachers in Utah are insanely talented.
Utah, it seems like Miami's a hotbed right now as well. Yes. There's certain studios that keep popping up all the time and cranking out these amazing dancers. I have to ask, because jumping into ballet at the age of 11, this is a very Misty Copeland kind of story, because Misty started at like 12, 13. It's not easy.
No, it was not easy. I was competing against people who had been training since they were 2 years old. Literally, they were just walking, and they were in ballet classes in their tights and their ballet shoes, and I came strolling in as, like, a preteen, a little awkward, a little stout, not knowing what to get myself into. I've never done any sort of ballet training, any sort of dancing at all, and I was in a room with all these people that have been doing it for literally, like, 9 years already. You know, so it was very intimidating, but I already had my goal set in mind, and I knew what I wanted to do, and my teachers believed in me. There was, I think, sometimes people just have, like, a fire, and I think from a very young age, I just had this fire that I was very dedicated to whatever I did, and the moment I decided dance was what I was going to do, I just dove for it, and my teachers believed in me. And so from 11 on, I trained about 5 hours every single day and then progressed to even being more hours in a day. So I got very, very intense training from a young age so I could get caught up to everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to. If I really dreamt it, I had to put in that hard work that people had already been doing. But I'll tell you, though, man, 11 years old, my first solo, I was super awkward. I look at the dancers now that are so young. They're 11 years old. They're so talented, doing all these crazy alien-like movement. They're so skillful in every style.
We were talking about Diana Pombo on World Dance, who's 11.
So amazing, so talented, has this beautiful soul when she dances. My first solo when I was 11 years old, I was in a green velvet leotard that had 5 rhinestones. And don't get it twisted, they were not Swarovski rhinestones. There was 5, like, what, the Michaels craft store rhinestones?
You like bedazzle 5 total. On. 5.
I did them myself with like real Elmer's glue, not like the rhinestone glue. Put them on myself, got onto the stage, danced to a Jewel song. My sister had choreographed it for me. Bless her heart, she's amazing. I was not amazing. I went out there and I did a planche. A planche. You put my leg up. I went down for like 3 tragic, terrible 8 counts, came back up, looked at the audience, smiled and hopped and wobbled out of it. And I thought I did amazing. Oh. Didn't even get honorable mention. You know, that was my first solo growing up, you know, so I definitely had to put in a lot of work to kind of get past that.
You had a lot of places to grow, though. Growing is good. Failure is always good.
Yes.
It's how you succeed. I absolutely love that. And you were in Utah at a very interesting time, too, because Salt Lake Olympics were there and mm-hmm. Kenny Ortega did what, both the opening and closing ceremonies.
Yes.
And High School Musical came around, too. Yep. So how did you get... Salt Lake happened first. So how did you get involved in the opening ceremonies?
Well, actually, Kenny Ortega, who I've looked up to for so many years now at this point, he came into town auditioning. And so I was very young. It was my first audition I'd ever gone to. And I made it to perform in the opening and the closing Olympics. And that really kicked off my career. And I was very, very young. But I got to dance with Kiss and Earth, Wind & Fire, which is like... so incredible.
I'd still keep that on my resume. I'd be like, I don't care that I was like super young, but I danced with Kiss at the opening ceremony.
Honestly, dancing at the Olympics, there's nothing like it. There's so much energy and so much love and support from all around the world. And there's hundreds of thousands of people with you, but then also millions around the world watching with you. And so the energy is just contagious. And being that my first professional job, it really kind of kickstarted me into being like, okay, I want this energy around me all of the time.
And I don't know if a lot of people remember, but this was after 9/11. 9/11 happened in September of 2001, and the mm-hmm. Olympics were shortly, I mean, 4 or 5 months after that. So all eyes were on the U.S., and it was a very big deal. That opening ceremony, like, everyone was like, whew, like, everything has to go well. So this was a really big deal, for not only for the United States, but the whole world.
Yeah, and you know, and you could feel that support system. You know, no one wanted to feel worried or no one wanted to feel scared. Everyone came together for love and support. And I think love for America mm-hmm. at that moment, too. So everyone felt like a community together as one, which was really, really special. You know, and then Kenny Ortega, from that, I must have just made like a mark maybe in his life, because I got directly booked into High School Musical that. I literally got a phone call, and it was the first movie I was ever asked to be a part of and in. And none of us really knew what it was going to be. You know, it was being filmed locally in Utah. And, you know, a lot of the actors, this was their first big break, you know. So when we walked into rehearsal for the first time, once again, just like the Olympics, this was a family that we created. Everyone went into that rehearsal space of like, let's do this together. Let's create magic.
And what year was High School Musical filming? Because it's just, there was a lot. Was it?
2005.
2005. So before So You Think.
Yes.
So like right, you were kind of like boom, boom, boom. So he remembered you 3 years later, basically.
Yes. Yeah. He remembered me 3 years later and direct called me and my family and asked me to be a part of the series. So, and honestly, working with Kenny Ortega, there is something really special about that man. You know, he pulls out this energy out of you that you didn't know you had or could exude. And when he dances, he's got this like old man groove about him. And it's like so contagious. And he'll like create this move. And it's so funky and it's so groovy that like you can't help but just like be affected by him, you know. And I feel like having him as one of my first mentors really taught me a lot about the industry. Because he demands professionalism, great talent, great skill sets, but also a good eye for the love of dance, you know? So he expects you to be professional no matter how old you are, you know? So he taught me a lot about this industry, and I feel very blessed to have had that experience.
Britt Stewart said something very similar. You worked with her on, on that movie too.
Me and Britt Stewart have literally followed each other's careers from such a young age. A lot of us though, you know, I did the series 1 and 2 of the movies, and then I had to miss out on the third. But then Jamie Goodwin took my spot in the third film.
He's a great friend of yours.
He's a great friend of mine. So we all had this like this really small circle of friendships, and it's really incredible as we all kind of like pass on jobs to each other and kind of work in this like circle of life of dance.
Oh, I love that, because you know that doesn't often happen in other industries, and I think oftentimes it's a little bit more cutthroat in the acting industry. But there's something about the dance community that's so special that you know, and I get to witness it kind of like from the outside. But I have to tell you, with everything that's been going on in the dance community here in Los Angeles, I'm like, oh, I get to be a little part of this. It's amazing. It's amazing what's happening.
The community right now has, I think, learned that the support system is only going to make the dance community grow. You know, with a new show on television, a new show on YouTube, it only strengthens all of us. And it gives more exposure to the world of dance. And the world of dance is fun. It's amazing. It's so new. It's so diverse. It's so different. And I think that's what draws people to it. Mm-hmm. Dance, everyone has a connection with dance. At some point in someone's life, they're going to dance. If it's in their bedroom, in their car, if it's at a wedding, yes, a prom, anything, something is going to move you to finally dance in your life. And it feels good. So now that we have dance and all these different facets and networks, it's incredible because people are drawn to it. They love it. They feel it. Dance is a universal voice for everyone through movement. And it's honestly, it's so infectious and contagious. And like when someone dances at a party, it might take a second, but everybody's about to join in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everyone starts to feel themselves. They feel real good, you know? But what the dance community is doing right now is incredible. 10, 15 years ago, dance was not where it is today. And that says a lot about this generation. So I applaud everyone that I dance with, all the choreographers I've had, the mentors, because it's their leadership and our leadership of this generation that's really brought dance to the forefront. And people love it.
Yeah, and we, you know, I keep telling some of the younger kids, like, we lost an entire generation of choreographers and dancers to AIDS back in the 80s. So that's why dance in the 90s had a lull to it.
Yeah.
And then where everyone was starting to bring it back, it's been tremendous. But you do need to know who came before you, because this is a dance history is a huge part of like who everyone is in 2017.
Yes.
So it's almost like, and you guys all have YouTube. Like, I didn't have YouTube when I was younger going.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing tool to research like what you should be looking at and who came before you. And
I find it to be really interesting because I look at myself as still being quite young in this industry, but I grew up in a studio that, bless its heart, the dance club, great training. We had to research and do papers about old historian dancers. And I can't thank my studio enough for doing that, because we would have to send in reports and we'd have to learn a history. And so now I'm very educated in who came before me. And I feel so blessed for that, because it's funny. I was just at, teaching at the Dance Awards, which if you don't know, it's a place to take from, you know, convention teachers. And it's a really wonderful place and a facet to learn more dance. We did a Q&A. And one of the questions was, who's your dance idol? And people were saying amazing names like Mia Michaels, or, you know, Kenny Ortega's name was mentioned, and Tony Testa's name was mentioned. All these amazing choreographers of this generation. And then I said, Shid Charisse, who is my dance idol. I've looked up to her my entire dance career. The kids had no idea who she was. I know, it kills me so bad. It kills my soul, because people think that we're creating these dance steps when we're not. These dance steps have been here for generations, and these dancers have done them for years, some of them better than us at this, you know? And you have to pay tribute to these people that brought us dance and these special moves and this way of movement, and they're so incredible. And like, I was shocked. I was mad and sad and then humbled. And then happy that I knew, but I had a lot of emotions when those kids did not know who she was. So I always tell these kids, like, you've got to do your research. Mm-hmm. These moves are not being created for the first time. They've been around for years and done so well by so many people on film, on TV. There's, I have a DVD series called That's Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks down different dance segments and kind of cuts those movies of the past down to like little fragments. So it's a little bit easier, I guess, for people of YouTube to watch and like kind of like, you know, gives it like 3 minute like little dance clips. And it's one of the best watches of history to watch of dance.
It's a famous DVD set too.
Oh, it's amazing. And so if you have time or have Google or have Amazon, go get the Dance Entertainment. They're incredible to watch and they give you so many more lessons you could ever get.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And I think it's incredible that your teachers at your dance studio were having you guys do reports and things like that, because and I know some studios do a lot of field trips and see different dance performances and things like that, but that's kind of a really interesting idea to have the students do some research. I know that they've got school and everything else, but this will only make them even more educated.
It's great. You know, we watch so much YouTube already. So just kind of fill in some of those like new dance clips with some old dance clips, and you'll be just as entertained. You know, there's times I watch some stuff and I'm like, I know where Beyonce got her inspiration, you know, because I'll see an old dance clip and I'm like, oh, that's where she got that costume idea.
Yep.
That's where she got that move idea, because she's smart. She's doing some history. She's doing some research. You know?
She's doing it. Zendaya's doing it with all of her. Do you see her looks on the red carpet? I'm like, she understands who came before her. There are these people that celebrities are doing it right, and they're doing it well.
Yeah, I'm also obsessed with Bruno Mars.
him.
He's taking me back to the old school funk, and he's doing it super fly.
Yeah, there are times I listen to some of his songs, and I'm like, it sounds like old school Michael. It sounds like Off the Wall.
Oh, it's so amazing, yeah. Though. It's so fantastic. No, I am. I'm all about this generation. I think they have such an amazing tool with YouTube. They have such an incredible tool to be able to look up, learn new dance steps every single day. We didn't have that growing up. So I think this generation is so fortunate and so lucky. You know, I think it's so cool that really dance is just at their fingertips now.
Well, and it's been good because a couple times we bring up different dances or different movies and things like that. And a couple people have tweeted me back like, what was the movie you were mentioning again? Or what was that dance? So I'm like, I know people are like, their interest is getting piqued. So I'm like, I love that because, you know, we were here to share all of this information with you guys. Yeah. And there's so many incredible things out there to, we can't watch it all, but I'm like, you can start with one little spark. At what point, because you were season 2 for So You Think You Can Dance. I told you, we're gonna do a little Baby Allison.
We're going to bring it back.
Baby Allison. And, you know, it's so funny because it's like, you guys are like the OGs of So You Think You Can Dance. Season 1 had been on. It was a hit. But by the time, like, season 2, 3, 4, the momentum was really going. Did you know that you were going to audition for season 2? Like, in your head, you were like, this is going to happen.
You know, I have to be honest with you. I actually had not seen season one. One of my dance teachers, Jackie Ford, had auditioned for So You Think You Can Dance. And she auditioned at the New York auditions for season 2. And the LA auditions were like, I think, 2 weeks later. And she gave me a phone call. And she personally said to me, she goes, this is the show for you. She goes, I auditioned, but she goes, this is a show for you. You need to go to this audition. Oh my gosh. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Like I said, I had been very fortunate and working at the time in Utah doing, you know, the Olympics and then High School Musical series. But I had never been to LA and done an audition. So I didn't know what to expect, what to do. So I asked my parents and they were so supportive that they were like, you know what? We'll drive there. Let's give it a go. We have no idea what to expect. We didn't know what the show was. No one had any kind of idea of how much the show really, you know, helped and catapulted dance. Like, we had no idea what was going to be happening. So my parents drove me to LA, and we went to the Orpheum, and I
where the auditions are still held, by the way.
They're still held there at the same little theater, and I was in a line that was literally for blocks down the street, and I have never seen anything like this. Meanwhile, I've never seen dancers in an audition like this, all costumed up, hip-hop dancers, crumpers, you know, street dancers, but then there'd be ballet dancers and tappers, and you could tell from everyone's, like, aesthetic and their dress who and what they were. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm 18. This is my first audition. I freshly got my braces taken off, which I was very excited about.
That's exciting.
They were off a week before the audition. I was very excited. But I didn't know what to expect, and I walked in, and the first person I saw was Jeff Thacker,
who
is now a huge mentor of my life. But I didn't
Executive
know it at
producer,
the time.
Of course.
Yes, yeah. I didn't know at the time he was going to be such a huge person to me at this moment in my life. But I walked in, and we just danced in front of him, and he made direct cuts right then and there, and I made it through round one. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, this is exciting. Okay, so I walked through that audition where I was very shocked because I was with Travis Wall and he got cut. And I was like, this must be some sort of joke. I know how good Travis is. He's like one of my dearest friends of all time. And I watched him get cut and I was like, this has got to be a joke. So I go to round two of the auditions and it was interviews. I had never spoke to a camera. And they like started asking me all these questions. They, you know, it was Kat Deely interviewing you, and I was just like telling my story, but they made me feel so very comfortable there, you know, which they do a very good job. So I did the interview series and then walked onto the stage to dance in front of the judges. And then I did my dance and I made it to Vegas. So my first audition experience, it was kind of, man, I felt like I was walking on a cloud. I didn't really know what was happening at the moment. I just kind of went with the flow, went where they told me to be. And I feel like sometimes fate meets luck, and then luck meets hard work, and then that meets dedication. And those things all kind of met in the middle and gave me my first opportunity to be on TV. And Jeff Thacker gave me my first chance, and Nigel, to be on So You Think You Can Dance. And I was 18 years old, and it kind of catapulted my whole career and changed my whole life.
And it's interesting to like go back and watch. First of all, I always say I love the old stage. I miss the old stage.
I do too. The old stage was amazing.
It's always my favorite. But is there a particular memory during your season that you just always stands out to you?
Yes, definitely. So back on my season, it was a family that we had created. Travis Wall had been a friend of mine for many, many of years. And so we felt very fortunate that we were on the same season. But then I met everyone else for the first time, and we kind of came together as a family. And anytime someone went home on that show, it was heartbreaking to all of us. You know, we were all experiencing this thing for the first time, and we were all on these new paths that we never knew were going to ever happen for us. And we were all so grateful and so happy and having a blast together. And then someone always had to go home. And then one week it was my turn to go home. Yep. And Travis Wall, like I said, I've said it a million times, has been one of my best friends. And we never had the opportunity to dance together on the show. And we always wanted that opportunity. We've never had that moment still to this day. So when they asked me, by the way, on my season, I was the only person that had to do this. And still to this day, I'm the only person that ever had to do this in So You Think history. I had to dance after I was cut. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, but this that was crazy. Brittany Cherry.
Did it happen to Brittany Cherry? Yes.
You guys are in a terrible club together.
Oh, man. We're the only two then.
What is going on?
They asked me to dance after I was cut.
Oh, that's so
And
weird.
I was sad, but I was more grateful that I could still watch my friends and my family, who I've grown so close with, continue on the show.
Yep.
And so when they asked me to do my final solo, I wanted to dedicate it to Travis and wish him best wishes for the remainder of the show. And so I just asked him to step forward while I danced, and I just kind of danced around him and dedicated my season to myself, but then to his continuance on the show. And I kind of passed on my love to him and our friendship. And that moment to me, I just improvised and I just danced, and we kind of shared this really special moment that I'll never forget. And I've never danced anything like that before in my entire life. And it was on live television. It was a live, real moment. We didn't plan anything, and we rolled with it. And it's something that's really connected our friendship forever.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And to see where you guys both are years later, it's amazing. Because we're over a decade.
Woo!
Isn't that amazing? Like, it really is something that's so significant. And, you know, you look at the names, like even season two, you know, Benji, Dimitri Chaplin, of course, who we just saw last night on Academy, James, Danielle Jones, I mean, Heidi, Joy, Ivan, like people that are still working in the industry.
Yes.
And it's really incredible. You can go back to season one and do the same thing. I'm like, you sit there, Nick Lazzarini, come on.
Blake McGrath.
I mean, know.
Seasons one through four, my eyes just really shared this really unique family that really shined, and everyone really came together and really helped each other and really, really wanted the best for the dance community. We all took it upon ourselves to put a lot of pressure on ourselves to help the dance community grow, you know? And I think we still hold that pressure on our heads. And I say it's pressure, but it's pressure that we want. You know, we've all kind of come together and be like, you know what? Let's make change and let's do this together. And I think that really shows. You know, I'm still close with everyone from my season. You know, I was with Ivan a couple weeks ago. I was just with Travis. I'm still going to see Travis in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Everyone's been rallying a lot. I don't know if a lot of people know, but Danielle's suffering from breast cancer.
Yes.
She's fighting it really hard, which has been amazing. And everyone's been rallying around her, and she looks amazing. So
yeah, she's such a fighter, and she's always been like mama bird to me. So we've all wished her the best wishes, but she's doing a great job through all of it,
great.
And she's so positive about it. Yeah. So we're all really proud of her.
Yeah, and I just love that everyone's like all still here, all still working, all still friends.
Yes.
And you were the first group that went on tour.
Oh man. Yeah. Season two, we broke the ice of the tour, and that was an incredible experience. I mean, we were 18, most of us, and we're going on a tour together.
It's college.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing. We went all over the place. They actually had to extend cities because we were selling out so quick. I believe our tour sold out in 13 minutes. And that's insane for dance. There was no singer with us. It was just us and supporters of dance. And that was so incredible to be a part of that. I mean, people had posters for us and gifts. And we were all experiencing this together for the first time. And none of us knew it was going to be like that. So it really was so awesome to see dance really at the forefront of a show and people loving it. I mean, we also got to connect with the audience. on our tours, we got to talk to the audience, yeah. go down with them and talk with them, lead them in dance steps. And I'll never forget that. I was also, by the way, terrified of speaking in public before
this.
Oh,
no, are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I've always been dancing in front of people. I've always been able to do that. You know, I've always, since I was 11 years old, started to dance. I loved being in front of people dancing. But speaking in front of them, oh, my goodness, that was terrifying to me. So going on tour was a really great opportunity for me to step out of my own shoes and really push myself to learn that side of myself and feel comfortable in front of people and speaking and hearing my own voice and letting them hear me. And so without going on that tour, I probably wouldn't be doing this interview right now. You know?
How things change.
Things change and make you grow. It's amazing.
Incredible. Now, I remember, and I'm going back because we had you guys here in studio, you and Twitch, back in 2013. And I remember you telling a story. You had left dance because you had your daughter, Wesley.
Yes.
And it was, I believe, Jeff Thacker that got you back
yes.
to dancing. So talk a little bit about that, because I think that this story is so important for yeah. other women to hear, too.
Yeah, I was a very young mother. I had my daughter when I was 20 years old, mm-hmm. and I was very happy. And she was brought into this beautiful, beautiful space. And I had a lot of people tell me that it wasn't smart to be a dancer and a mother at the same time. They didn't see that it could work. They didn't think that dance was a career for me anymore. It was a bad choice for me to, like, you know, be a mom at the same time. And I should just give up dance, as it was more of a hobby than a career. Mm-hmm. And I should really settle down and figure out what my new path was going to be. And I was getting this from non-dancers, dancers, choreographers, and mentors of mine at the time. So, you know, I took all those things to heart. And for a second, I let them get to me. And I believed them. I believed them for a very short amount of time, but enough time to actually have left dance. And I left dance for about 8 months, and I decided that I was going to go into college, and I was going to get a degree in child psychology. And I thought I was making the right moves, not because of my own accord, but because I was being told that this is what you do once you're a mom. I have to make sacrifices and make different choices for my daughter that are better for her. And I wanted to do that. So I adore being a mother, so I was like, oh, this is what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I had lost my soul.
Yep.
I lost a huge part of who I was. I wasn't happy anymore. Not happy not to have a daughter, happy in who I had become.
Right.
Because like, I wasn't myself. Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing anymore with my day to day. Dance is such, it's more than just a thing I do. Dance is who I am. It lives inside me. It's something I love and I'm passionate about, and I need to do it. But I had given it up, and at that point, I didn't know how to turn back. And then Jeff Thacker called me, and I'll never forget the day he called me, because he called me out of the blue. I had no idea this was going to happen. I've never heard of what an all-star was. And he called me and said, I need you to be an all-star. And I was like, what is that? And he was like, so you think you can dance is bringing back some of the favorite and best dancers in their eyes to come back and dance with the new contestants. Yeah. And I was so honored, but I said, no, I was like, I can't do that. Like, I'm a mom.
Right.
And Jeff's like, that doesn't define you.
It's a part of
it's
who you are.
It's a part of you. Yeah. And it's an exciting part of you. It's something that we love about you. And LA needs you. And he convinced me to believe in myself again. And it was at that moment I realized, you know what? Like, I have to find out who I am again. In order to be the best mother for my daughter, mm-hmm. I have to be exactly who I am. And I also, if I was going to teach any child or my own children something, I want it to be that they can do anything if they dream big enough. Any dream that they have, if they put in hard work and dedication, they can reach that.
Yep.
But if I'm not an example of that, then what am I going to teach? So it was at that very moment that I realized I had to change everything of my, almost my mind and the way I was thinking, because dance is more than me. It is who I am. And I deserve this. I deserve to be exactly who I am and love it and let it shine and shine for my children and be the best example to them that I can make anything happen and I can be the best at what I do if I put my mind to it. And so I've almost taken this whole new focus into life, being like, I want them to know that I did this for them.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, and being happy, like a happy parent is so it reflects in everything. And kids pick up, you know,
yeah.
kids pick up everything. You think, oh, they won't know. They're so young. They know.
You know, and it's interesting because as mothers, we want to teach our kids so much. Mm-hmm. And we put them in so many activities and we put them in after school programs and we want them to learn this. We want them to learn that. That doesn't mean we have to give it up.
That's right.
we as mothers should continue to learn and continue to grow ourselves so we only have more to teach them, you know? So it's almost been a whole new, like, weight lifted off of my shoulders and a whole new way into growing into who I really am as a woman. And I have never looked back. And I feel like I'm having more opportunities and more growth as a human because I'm so open to new experiences now. And I want to have those experiences so I can, like, feed them to my children.
And you have two really happy kids. Oh, I was like, thank you.
Oh, my kids are the best. I have a daughter that's 9, and she's just wonderful and so mature.
She's so mature.
Oh, and she's so independent. It's crazy. She's exactly like me at 9 already. And she's so skillful and smart and witty. Oh, man. She is quick on her feet with her words.
Wait, so she's 13.
You know, and then I have adorable 15-month-old baby Maddox, who is wild and fun. And you cannot help but be in a room and smile with him.
I know. I said to you when I saw you at Academy, I was like, that Maddox, man, he is a heartbreaker.
He is, man. He giggles and laughs and he just smiles at you and he just gets into everything, but he'll look back and smile and make it all okay. And he's so fun. Yeah, it's so fun.
Very, just has a sweet soul. You can just see
it. Yeah, he's very, very, and he's a giant. I hold him, he's already half my size. I have a giant infant baby, but I'm proud of that giant infant baby.
So cute. So cute. Well, and that story really stuck with me. It's something that I've thought about years and years because I was like, your whole life would have taken a completely mm-hmm. different direction. Not that it would have been unhappy, but I think, like, just the whole universe opened up and also created a family because you came back and, yeah. you know, you were able to meet your husband, which is, you know, all these different paths and things like that, yeah. that how someone said, open the door again and said, go through.
Yeah, I believe that life does have a path for us. And we might veer from it. We might go off different ways. But fate always brings you back. If you're allowing it to happen, if you are an open mind and you are dedicated and you're hardworking, it's going to bring you back to your path. And So You Think You Can Dance has always been my path. It's been my family. It's been my home for so many years. And going back on season 7 as an all-star was one of my favorite experiences as a dancer. I got to experience dance from a whole new side. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to showcase a lot more of who I was and my growth I've had as a person. And then it led me to my husband, which is like the best thing in the entire world. So Twitch is my husband and we were both like all stars on season 7, but we never spoke on the show. We were so intimidated and so, you know, we were just nervous. It was like that sappy, like, you know, crush that you have on someone.
But there was chemistry.
But there was chemistry from the moment we saw each other. But we're professional as well. So we were like, you know what? Like, we can't speak to each other. We don't want to, like, cross that line. Then the rap party happened. And so we danced. And then we've been together ever since.
Which I absolutely love. I mean, it's such a sweet story, too. And it is like the So You Think You Can Dance family was, like, this wonderful matchmaker for you guys, too.
Yes. And it's like, honestly, I don't think either of us ever foresaw anything like that happening. But it makes so much sense mm-hmm. for us. And, like, we came together. We just gelled. And to this day, we're just so in love, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think dancers, we're very vulnerable people. We're very passionate. We're artistic. And so I think it's really fun to be able to share that with someone else. And so ever since day one of dating Twitch, I've been the happiest woman alive.
Yes. And if you guys have not seen the proposal, it is up on YouTube. And it really is. It's really kind of a miraculous thing in that you were a little confused, and then but you just totally kind of went with it. And the second you kind of, like, let go and went with it, it's like just – it was like no one else was in the room. That's what's amazing.
It was such a funny day. So both Twitch and I got hired to do a Microsoft commercial together, which is, you know, it sounds very rare. But when you're in this dance world, sometimes these things happen where you just happen to book a job with your boyfriend at the time. And John Chu was directing it, who's a very good friend of ours. And Chris Scott was choreographing it. So when we were in the rehearsal process, I had no idea, but the whole time they were all scheming this big plan. And Chris Scott had asked Twitch, he was like, you know, so how are you going to propose to Allie? And he was like, oh, I have this big idea. And Chris Scott listened to his idea and was like, yeah, that's cool. Or we could do it tomorrow at the shoot.
So it was a 24-hour, like, kind of turnaround?
It was a 24-hour proposal turnaround. And Chris Scott and John Chu and Microsoft, all the producers of Microsoft, everyone got, like, right on board. Everyone took on, like, a separate task to, like, really contribute to this amazing proposal for me.
Your parents were there.
Yeah. Everyone flew my family out. People were picking them up from the airport. The whole day of this commercial, I had no idea. people were going to pick out my favorite flowers. People had to go get the ring that we had picked out together. Microsoft got me my ring that Steven proposed to me with. That's insane.
Forever, Microsoft.
Oh my goodness, Microsoft, thank you so much. No, it was incredible. And so we literally, the last shot of the day, John Chu, for the commercial, John Chu said, I'm going to have everyone freestyle on the table. Twitch, why don't you jump on first? Why don't you bring up Allison on the table with you? Philip Shabib, you can go next. And he just started naming all these people. Like, you guys can go on after. So the music starts for the commercial. Like the commercial music, you know, he gets up there, he starts dancing, and I'm just like vibing out with him, like, yeah, that's my man up there, look how good he looked. And he pulled me up there, but like John Chu had told him to do that, so I didn't think anything weird of it. Yeah. We're up there dancing, and I'm dancing hard. I'm like dancing super tough. I'm like going so hard.
Full out Allison dancing.
Yeah, full out Allison dancing. And Steve was like, wait, stop, wait, calm down. And I was like, we're dancing for the commercial, I can't calm down. And he's like, no, he goes, trust me, just calm down. And then the music switched, and it was Jason Mraz's I Won't Give Up, which is our song. Mm. And we slow danced for a second. He got like, you know, he revealed my whole family being there, my daughter being there, some of our closest friends being there. He bent down on one knee and gave me the most magical, beautiful speech. And I was like looking into his eyes, and it was so magical. And John Chu directed it, and I said yes. And we have some incredible footage of the most amazing proposal I could have ever asked for.
John Chu directed our wedding proposal.
Oh, it was amazing. You did such a good job. Chris choreographed it. It was amazing. It was so good.
It's fun to go back and watch too, because it's just, you know, now you have a whole family together. And
it was,
you know,
magical. All
the, yeah, it really is magical. And it's always wonderful to see you guys together. And, you know, just one thing, you guys have worked so hard with Children's Miracle Network.
Yes.
And I know that you're working on it for next year, because I think you were just shooting with them recently.
Yes.
But, you know, it's nice to see you guys all participate. Like, your daughter's there, your son is there. They're seeing you give back.
Yeah. Like, we keep talking about the dance community, and I'm just a firm believer in community. I think giving back and supporting those in your community is really important. So this year, we were very fortunate enough, both Twitch and I, to become brand ambassadors for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And it has been an incredible program to be a part of. You know, we get to go around and meet some of these really inspiring children, and they have amazing stories, and they have these big hearts, and we're able to contribute back into their lives. But in the end, I really feel like they're giving us more.
Yes.
You know, we've learned so much from these kids, and I call them kids, but their souls are so big and so knowledgeable, and they've lived so much life, and it's been an incredible journey going around, and we've been fortunate enough to host a couple events with the network, and we were just within this last week judging this amazing dance contest they put on for the kids, and it's been really, really wonderful. But yeah, we'll definitely be hosting another event with Children's Miracle Network Hospital later this year.
Good. I went to Cover, actually,
yeah,
your event, and ran into Comfort, and she and I had a blast like running around that whole day. So, but it was just really, it was really fun. Like, and I was like, all right, I got what I need. All right, now I'm going to party, and it was a really beautiful day, and it was right near the holidays. It was like probably a few weeks before Christmas or something.
We wanted to give those kids a day to have fun and lay back and let loose and just party with us. And that's what we did. We partied super hard that night. But then there was a couple of incredible performances. Angelica, who is now on AGT, performed at that performance. And
she's the one saying, all I want, that one.
Yes. Yeah. And she is so magical, man. That girl has such an amazing voice and such an amazing spirit. And she's gone around all around the country speaking for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And she's 9 years old. She's had a kidney transplant. But she's now singing, and she's just changing other kids' lives. And it's incredible. So meeting kids like that has been really, really special, you know.
I love that. Well, I just wanted to like throw that out there, because it's nice seeing you guys as a family give back. And you know, when your kids learn it, it's a part of who they are too. So let's talk Dancing with the Stars, because we have to talk Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I love Dancing with the Stars.
You know what's so interesting too is that when your name came up, they're like, Allison's a pro. I think everyone was like on the internet going, Allison Holker, ballroom training. You did have ballroom training.
Yes, I did.
And I kept telling people, and nobody believed me. And I'm like, I swear to God, she had some ballroom training growing up.
So I think where people got very very invested into this commentary about my ballroom training was I never competed professionally with ballroom. Now, that is a fact. I've never competed ballroom with a partner in any ballroom competition because I was doing other dance styles. And I was actually training with the dance club. When I took ballroom, it was at Center Stage, which is my competing studio. So it was never proper for me to actually send myself over there fully.
Sure.
You know, the dance club, they helped me train. They let me, I was cleaning that studio every single night to pay for my dancing. So for me to leave studios and get up and go when they've actually been helping me with payments and letting me teach to pay for my dance lessons, it just felt like I was almost like, you know, like a traitor or something, you know? So I would train on the weekends, and Rick was my trainer, Louis Van Amstel was my teachers, Tony Patutua, like, so all of them were my teachers, the same ones that a lot of the other pros and Dancing with the Stars have had. I just never competed professionally, as I never actually had a permanent partner. Yeah. So I think people got very invested into that. But yeah, I trained and I really loved ballroom. And I still to this day really wish I could compete professionally on like on that whole world. But it just never really worked out for me to do that. But, you know, Dancing with the Stars, man, that has been one of my favorite jobs of all time. I love being there. It's a trip. It's crazy. It's wild. They really push us as pros. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot riding on our shoulders. You know, we're choreographing. We're sometimes, and I mean this in a nice way, babysitting.
Sure.
Life coaching, you know, we're rehearsing endless hours all throughout the night, all throughout the day, doing interviews, and I love every minute of it. It's incredible.
Kind of prepares you as an all-star, too, because you have to mentor. Yes. And, you know, in each, you have a different flavor each season with a celebrity, you know. It's like you have someone like Riker who has incredible abilities, but then you also have someone like Babyface who was like, this was more of a challenge in terms of, like, getting him to understand. He understand music, but getting him to understand the dance step. So,
yeah.
And, you know, you get a range of people.
And, you know, you never know what you're going to get, but that's what the whole fun part of the show is I have loved every single partner I've had. And we've all had very different experiences. You know, when I was with Jonathan, when I was with Riker, with Babyface, with Andy, all of them have had very different places in my life. I've had very different energy with all of them, but they've all been very fun and very different. And I've got a special look into all of their lives. And I feel like they've all really changed a part of me and like really helped me in so many ways, like I've helped them. And it's really exciting. It's really fun. And we're all very close this day, you know? So it's really cool.
Well, and if you take a look at some of your seasons, of course, like no one will ever be able to take away your first season with Jonathan because that's new. Riker, hello. Like, I'll talk to you about Pirate Paso for days on end because that was, I mean, it's still one of my favorite dances of all time on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just love the energy of it. But then, you know, then you have Andy and he was there for the announcement. Like, he knew you were pregnant. Like,
yes, I know. Oh my goodness. I feel like Dancing with the Stars is really like, I've grown up throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
I really have. I feel like people have seen my change, my development, and my growth. I've had a child with the audience pretty much.
Yeah, and then you come back and you're a mom again, and then you come back with Babyface. It really is like different like life stages, which is interesting.
Yeah, you know, and I've had to take a couple of seasons off for different reasons for like being pregnant. And, you know, and it's always interesting because I feel like my fans have been so loyal to me and still with me through all of these changes and growth through my life and change, you know. But they've been with me and so supportive, and it's been so fun to have them, like, you know, with this whole journey with me.
I want to ask, because I saw you, and I'm trying to think of timing when it was, but it was sometime in winter, I think before the Oscars, so it was before the end of February, and I saw you, and I was like, a lot of the All-Stars knew that they were All-Stars, so did you know when I saw, and I think that was at the TV Academy.
Yes.
Okay, so you did know, just because I know others, and when they found out, just through, because someone accidentally told me, that was a really fun one, they're like, I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Like, oh my gosh, don't post that interview.
But how about Dancing with the Stars? Were you unsure at that moment whether you were coming back for spring, whether they had a celebrity for you, or?
You know, it's really tricky, because I love So You Think You Dance, and I love Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. But you can't always play both. It's very tricky to play both. They cross into each other with schedules, you know, and that's the trickiest part. So sometimes you have to make a choice, and sometimes, you know, it's very risky taking choices and making those choices. But I'm very happy with being back at So You Think. I think it's going to be really, really fun. I think I kind of feel like I really wanted to come back to the show that really gave me my beginning mm-hmm. and really experience it from this other side of a mentorship. It's a very different feel for So You Think, and I really wanted to be a part of that, and I really wanted to experience it. And I wanted to give someone else the experience that I had when I was on So You Think You Can Dance, because So You Think You Can Dance literally was my platform and it changed who I am. And I really hope I can do that for my partner this season. And I really wanted to have that experience. So I am here back on So You Think, but Dancing with the Stars is definitely like, definitely another place for me. And I'm definitely gonna be going back whenever they need me.
And again, just so people know, calendar wise, they do overlap, I think, by 2 weeks this season. So depending on what happens with your season, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm just talking slowly because I don't want to reveal anything, because I do know who your partner is.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it because I do not want to get a phone call from Fox Publicity, because they call me all the time. And they're like, KB, ugh. But I want to say that I do think that you will be in the later half of So You Think You Can Dance, knowing who your partner is. I try not to reveal gender or people or anything, but that's just in my head and what I've seen and heard. The word on the street. Someone called me about your partner, by the way, out of the blue, like slid into my DMs. Actually, they didn't call me. They slid into my DMs and just said, had really lovely things to say about your partner.
Oh, wow.
All positive things. They were just like, I thought that that I should know that Allison picked someone really great.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm really big into picking beautiful souls as well as the talent. And I feel like that's a big thing with So You Think You Can Dance. Mm-hmm. You have to be someone that is vulnerable and passionate and lovely and connected, and someone that is willing to go on a journey of any sort of experience. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing for picking my partner. And everyone on my team, as you saw last night, mm-hmm. is incredible.
They're amazing.
And it was so hard to let someone go, let alone the fact that I still have to let two more people go. And so it was very, very tricky picking my partner, but I feel very confident in who I went with. I'm very proud of my partner and who he is already.
And that, yeah, because it was just one of those things that I was definitely like, I love that they definitely allow you guys to really like create good mentorships with everyone. And I think like I'm excited that you're back. I'm excited that Jasmine's in the mix.
I know. I'm so excited that she came back for this season.
Thanks for Beyonce being pregnant.
Absolutely.
I know the timing of that all. So it was definitely one of those things that I was like, this is going to be an awesome season. But that's why I think I'm like, she probably won't wind up on Dancing with the Stars, because I do think you're going to be in a later season.
Well, you know, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
We'll
see what happens. And honestly, I think that, you know, the shows, they'll work out if they do. And I really hope that they can. Because I love being a part of both. You know, I don't think it has to be a thing where I feel like I have to choose either or all the time. You know, I love them both. I don't feel like one's, you know, they're just very different in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And I love them both. I have very different experiences when I'm on both shows. And I love them and appreciate them for very different reasons.
And I love that you guys are able to do it, because it's like Jenna's been able to cross that bridge. Whitney has done it. You know, Lindsay, not always doing All Stars and stuff like that. But I just love that the show has just given careers to so many people, which is incredible.
I feel just really fortunate. Like, you know, I've been able to really, as a dancer, find a way of showcasing all sorts of different dance styles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really rare, and I feel very grateful to have that. So, you know, when I'm on So You Think, I think I'm a little bit more known for my contemporary and jazz. But then I do have a whole other side of me and a whole different kind of training that I really usually get to showcase a little bit more on Dancing with the Stars. So it's really exciting to me that I get to do both.
That's awesome. And you were nominated for an Emmy for Dancing with the Stars back in 2013. And I like to call this the best year, because you guys got to perform in the Primetime Emmys.
Yes, we did.
And I just want you to know that on the day of Emmy nominations this year, I was at the TV Academy and I interviewed the executive producers, and I'm like, what are you planning on doing for the show? And they're like, well, we just found out everything that was nominated, so we don't know what our themes yet really are. It's 8 weeks away. And I'm like, well, I'm going to tell you, I would like the choreography category to be moved back to primetime because it's the best. And he was like, thanks for your suggestion. You know, like,
right, yeah.
I totally was like, he didn't ask for my opinion, but I was like, let me tell you, it's the best. But what a whirlwind for all of you guys, because it was like Mandy, Nappy Tab, Sonia, Travis.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
I think Warren Carlisle was the only one. Did he participate, or he was
over? He was not available to, but he was definitely nominated.
He was nominated. So it was a great, and am I missing anyone? Mandy. Mm-hmm. Derek, of course. Yeah. What a great group.
It was honestly a very surreal moment for my career because I was nominated alongside people that were my mentors, you know, and now is being looked at as a peer next to them. And I never knew that was going to happen. And I felt very grateful. And honestly, that experience was one that was so magical because when we were choreographing that dance, like, we all knew it was going to be something special. But until we actually got onto the Emmy stage and looked out at that audience, and I'm looking at, like, I mean, these crazy, amazing people. Like, Kevin Spacey was right in front of me, smiling up at me when I'm on the Emmy stage. That's insane. And it's something that I feel like for us as choreographers and entertainers, it was a very surreal moment because we were being showcased in front of all of these amazing actors mm-hmm. and directors and writers, and dance was being honored in front of them. We were being seen. We weren't being hidden this time. We were being seen, and it was really, really special, and I really hope that they bring that back because it really brought a lot of great entertainment to the show that night.
They did.
It was really, really fun, and the show that we gave them was incredible and like something they've never seen on the Emmys before.
You know, I've watched it. It's one of those, again, I'll go back and watch because it's like you come out and it's like Mad Men, Game of Thrones. Like there's so many cool elements to it. And then you guys like literally, like the group comes out and obviously this is when you guys are backstage with the quickest change ever. Everyone comes out in tuxedos and gowns and I'm like, how does everyone have amazing hair and makeup at that point? Yeah. Because it's unbelievable. And I was like, that gown was probably not easy to get into.
No. I had 3 costume changes in that dance. And I think the dance was like 2 minutes or 3 minutes long. So yeah, it was swift movement from us back there.
I mean, they obviously had great people that were like, okay,
oh yeah,
getting you in the dress. We're zipping you up. We're putting your shoes on.
I mean, it was a madhouse, but it was incredible. It was so awesome.
Yeah. And I do love just that everyone's like standing there and, you know, only one person's going to win. We know that. But at the same time, it felt very supportive. It didn't feel competitive.
Yeah, no, it wasn't competitive at all because it was so much bigger than us at that moment. They've never done that for mm-hmm. dance, and so it was just an honor to be a part of it. Really, it truly was, and they gave us a very special video package that we were all featured in, and they gave us that moment, and we soaked it all up, and I'll never forget it. It was incredible, so it was great.
That's so great, and that, you know, it is one of those things, like you go back and look, and I remember all the social media photos because everyone from So You Think was a part of it, you know, and so yeah, I think Jamie was in it and Catherine was in it. Like you started like, oh, who else is doing the dance? So it was really fun to see a huge part of the dance community, even if they weren't nominated, be able to participate.
Yeah, no, it was really, really special. It was really great.
I love that. And it's just one of those things I'm like, please bring it back because it's like, it's entertainment. It's part of, you know, especially where the choreography peer group is now in existence.
Exactly. Yeah. So hopefully we see a lot more of it. And I think it definitely will be coming back eventually in time.
And fantastic. How about for you? You know, you guys have so much going on between Twitch and you and these huge careers and a family. Where do you see yourself going in 5 years? I mean, do you see yourself kind of like in the same track or do you see something even bigger than what we're seeing right now?
You know, I've been very fortunate enough to like kind of cross in a lot of different fields. Like we have like my husband and I, we have a clothing line, we have costume lines, I have a jewelry line, and you know, so and we have an online dance studio that we own. So we've been fortunate enough to really cross and learn this business world a lot. But I think for me, the ultimate be all is I really want to direct dance films. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of them for a very, very long time. I've done a lot of research on them, and I think dance films are really kind of making their rise right now. But sometimes I feel like dance films, they have a lot of like a similar format. And I kind of want to be the breaker of chains almost of that format, you know. And
it's always boy meets girl.
And it's always a ballet dancer with a hip-hop dancer. And they come together and they dance in this crew and they get down and they win the battle. And it's really fun. It works. And that's why it keeps being done over and over again. But I feel like, you know, I think sometimes it's good for change. And I feel like dance is ready to see a new light. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so much more depth that hasn't been shown behind dancers in this dance world. And so I would love to kind of bring some of that in my future.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, it's been interesting watching a lot of people, especially like Mandy, Nappy Tabs, these people who started out as dancers to choreographers, to producers, to, you know, creative directors. Like there is this really interesting path now with all of what you guys can do in dance. It's just not like you dance and then, you know, maybe you retire and then maybe you choreograph, maybe you open a studio. Like, there's so many avenues that you guys can go down and you don't have to choose just one.
Right, exactly. You know, I think that's really this whole generation, though. You know, I feel like everything has opened up and, like, people want you to be an innovator and do everything yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to be the director, the writer, the dancer, the choreographer, the, you know, they want you to be everything. And I think that's amazing. It's teaching us a lot more. It's putting a little more pressure on yourself, but it's also giving you a lot more life experience.
Well, what do you think? Because I look oftentimes at dancers now, you also have to have like social media pages and you have to have YouTube and you have to have all these things going on. And I think that they've got a good grasp on that. But what do you think some of the up and coming dancers, like what advice would you give them?
Oh, wow. If I could give any dancers advice, there's so many different things I'd give advice for is become a student always. You're always a student forever in your life, you know, and you can learn from all sorts of different facets, you know, not just being in a dance class, but actually being on the job. You can still be a student, you know. Yeah. So I think that's important for dancers to know that we're always students. We're always growing and learning. And then also keeping an open mind. Don't limit yourself to just one thing or one kind of job or one dance style because you're limiting yourself and you're not going to work that way.
Right.
You've got to open your mind and expand it a little bit, create your own work sometimes, be a visionary, be an artist, and you got to try new things and go with the ride. The ride's fun. It's exciting. It's very, very tricky. It's very different, but it's wild and it's worth it.
You know, it's always surprising too. I went and saw the LA auditions and some people were like, they would show up with a routine that would be great as a backup dancer for Beyonce, that type of thing, but not to showcase themselves as like the dancer Beyonce. And I'm like, have you never looked at YouTube and like looked at auditions and things like that? And I always think that sometimes it's the research that is missing.
Yeah, you know, I feel like also no one wants to be a robot. Mm-hmm. No one wants to look like the person next to you. So why are you trying?
Right.
Why are you trying to look like everybody else? Why are you trying to be like everybody else? Be who you are. Dance is about individuality. That's what we're looking for. That's what people want to see. People want to see growth. People want to see something new. They don't want to see something they've already seen. You know, so I think it's important for people to trust who they are because they are special. They're not special when they're trying to be someone else that's special.
Yep.
You know, so everyone's got to learn to just be comfortable in your own two shoes, which is probably like the hardest thing to do in life. It's like, this isn't even just about dance. This is about life, really.
Yep.
You know, but it's really important to trust your gut and be exactly who you are and continue to grow, continue to read, continue to study, continue to always like push yourself to be the best that you can be, but in who you are.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm so looking forward to seeing you on So You Think this summer. It's been one of those things when I was like, Allison's back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. It's already been an incredible journey, and I'm really excited to see what happens.
Yes, and the live shows start August 7th.
Yes.
And you guys will reveal your partners next week, I think, on the show, yes?
I
think so.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
I believe so, because I believe August 7th then is the live shows, and we'll have to know by then.
Yes, we will.
Yes. Which is so, so great. Congratulations on everything. And I always appreciate that you take the time to not only talk to me, but, you know, I'm so many dance fans just appreciate what you and your husband have done. I always call you guys like the king and queen of dance, dance ambassadors.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Of course. Well, let everyone know where they can find you if they're not already following you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Allison Holker.
Yay. So easy. And of course, August 7th, live shows begin. All right, you guys, thank you for joining us for another episode of To The Point. And I will let you know that next week is So You Think You Can Dance season 11 contestant Teddy Coffey. And I think he's got a great message because he was someone that told me, I don't know what I was doing on the show. And then he's gone on to have this amazing career dancing with Max and Val, and he's on the Backstreet Boys and, you know, dancing with them. So he's figured it out, which I absolutely love.
Absolutely
so
amazing.
I always like to hear people's stories, what happens after the show. So we'll see you guys all next week. Thank you for joining us.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.